Santa.
11 after the hour of 9 o'clock. Estella's in. Good morning. How are you?
I am great this morning.
How are you, Bob?
I'm doing well.
It's almost the
weekend. Almost that time, isn't it?
It is. It's almost that time.
Well, if you need a dip for Christmas, you've got a great recipe this morning, don't you?
I do, and I will say this one, I think I've probably been making this, I hate to admit it, but...
You're going to give your age away one of these days.
I know, you know, 35 years, maybe.
Really?
I was a child when I started this.
They had to help you up to, they had to put a chair there for you to stand on, right?
That's right, that's right. But this is one of our family favorites. It's a cucumber dip.
I love cukes, don't you?
Oh, gosh, yes. And especially the summertime when they're growing in mass. So this is a great dip. But and it's an easy one. It's simply 2 8-ounce cartons of sour cream, an 8-ounce bar of cream cheese. Make sure you keep that out on the counter for a while so it's soft. And about a teaspoon of garlic salt.
Mm-hmm. Garlic salt,
uh-huh. Yeah. And then you can kind of adjust that if you need it a little more salty or a little more garlicky. And mix those things together with a little handheld mixer. Then take 2 cucumbers, peel them,
mm-hmm.
slice them in half, and just push out all the seeds with your thumb, and then grate the cucumbers. Grate them in a separate bowl. And you know what happens when you have a pile of cucumbers, there's a lot of moisture.
Mm-hmm.
So by putting them in the bowl, you'll have a lot of the moisture, then you can just pour that out. So those 2 peeled and grated cucumbers and a half a bunch of chopped green onions.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it just keeps getting better and better.
Add that to the sour cream cheese, and garlic salt mixture and stir it well. And this is great with a Ruffles potato chip. That's the best. And then when we were living at home, my sisters and I discovered that it was a great spread for a ham sandwich. And you know, there's always ham around the holidays. Mm-hmm. So put a little bit of that on a slice of bread or a roll and put your ham on there. And it is a fabulous sandwich spread. I think you'll like this. It's very good.
Now, if you didn't get all that, you can go to KTLO.com. The recipe will be up there.
And it is also, Bob, on page 33 in Bella's cookbook.
Mm-hmm. And you can pick those cookbooks up where?
Giftiques, The Pinkadilly at the Hospital, Nature's Way. I think that's it.
When's that book signing? Was that last night?
It was. Sold a few books at the Marvelous event, and
was it a Marvelous event?
Yes, it was great. And then had a call this morning for someone that wanted 6 books. So, you know, that makes it a nice evening.
Let's do it again.
That's all right. That's right.
Oh, well, we started this on Thanksgiving. It was so popular. We got all kinds of hits on our website, people downloading the recipe. So we thought we'd do it again during Christmas. We had the coffee cake yesterday. And today we had the cucumber dip. And both are on the KTLO.com. And then if you want to just drop by the studios, KTLO, we'll give you one. We've got them upstairs. Just say, I need some of those recipes. We'll fix them up.
Oh, great.
You have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Well, I will, and I wish you and your family and everyone in your listening area have a great and Merry Christmas.